Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, suit on.
Giving them all dress like a million bucks. Things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. You know, I think I ought to explain something to y'all. You know, when I wake up in the morning and I say, dig me now, what I'm asking you to do is, it's old school, you know, man. You know, you see old people say, I dig, you know, da-da-da. Never stop saying it. I'm sorry. But dig me now is just, I want you to really feel me. I want you to understand what I'm saying, because really, this morning inspiration is all given in the spirit of sharing and love. It ain't about to expose me in any way. That's not the purpose of it. But I found that in my morning inspiration, that it's best that I use some things about myself. Because, I mean, what better example can I use? Because I know me. I know what's happened to me. I know exactly how I felt all along the way concerning almost everything, every aspect of my life. I now fully do really understand why God had my life spin the way it spun. And here's a part that I want to give to you this morning. That first of all, Whatever position you find yourself in today, we kind of come to one realization that we got ourselves there. We put ourselves there by a series of thoughts and actions. Thoughts turn into things. That's very important to know. So let's look at both sides of it. For people who think negative thoughts, it turns into negative things. And the direct opposite is true for those who think positive thoughts. It turns into positive things. That's the deal. It's as simple as that, folks. I cannot break it down any cleaner. I cannot make it any clearer. Thoughts become things. So the one glaring question for all of us always is, on a daily basis, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? What are your thoughts? Because I can assure you, and it's not by a promise of mine. This is not a theory that Steve Harvey then came up with. This is a fact of life. This is biblical. This is spiritual. This is written. This is philosophical. This is the law of the universe. However you need to drink this medicine to take to get it down and feel what I'm saying to you, this is just the way it is. Now, and here the cold part, folks. It don't matter if you believe me or not. It does not matter if you have never been explained this or not. And it does not matter if you think it works in your life or not. It don't matter. Listen to me. It is the way it is. It is a scriptural. It is a spiritual. It is philosophical. It's just whatever is the law of the universe. You call whatever you want. However you got to dress this thing up to put it in the phase that you can feel me, I want you to feel me now, because this all it is. So when I say that you are where we are today because we thought ourselves here, oh, you best to believe that's true. You thought yourself here. No one else. See, let me explain something. I got people around me who so badly want to take credit for it, but I don't allow it, because I keep pointing to the heavens. I keep pointing and trying to say it out loud as many times as I can without being so offensive, that it, my life is by design, by grace and mercy, by blessings from God. My life is because God has seen it to be so. Oh, but I got plenty of people around me want credit for it and want you to not give credit to God and give it to them. I got that. I got that. But I understand that. See, I understand what that is. That's a person whose design is to get the credit. But it's okay. It's so clear to me what my father was saying to me, man. I get it as I get older and older. He always said to me, son, everybody come with you, can't go with you. See, you know, I don't know how people say it in church. You know, sometimes they go, well, people come into your life for seasons. And I guess that's the same thing. You know, they season up, they gone. Well, you know, and then, but then here the way they try to hold you, though. Oh, you going to forget where you come from? Oh, you ain't going to keep it real no more? I don't want to go back where I come from. I don't want to keep it that real no more. It was real enough for me living in a car. I had enough of that real. I don't keep it real. No, I don't keep it real. I want to go keep it dreamy. I want to go keep it fantasizing. I want to keep it out of this world. I want to keep it off the chain. I want to keep it moving. I want to keep it balling. I want to see what that's like. So nah, I ain't going to forget where I come from, but you ain't going to hold me to that though. See, thoughts become things all day long. Where's your vision board? Where are the things that you want written down? What do you think about the most? How grateful are you for what all God has done for you? Where you at with that? See, here another law. If thoughts become things, let me ask you this. If all you thinking about is your debt, if all you thinking about is what you ain't got, if all you thinking about is, oh, woe is me, if all you thinking about is every time I turn around, I'm sick, if all you thinking about It's the things in life that you're lacking. If that's all you're thinking about, and if thoughts become things, how much debt you think you're going to stay in? How much lacking you think you finna fill your life with? How much more stuff you finna not have? Cause you keep thinking about it all the time. When you gonna be grateful? When you gonna say thank you? When it's gonna come out your mouth, man, that I may not be where I wanna be, but I sure am grateful for what you've given me so far, for the things I have today, because I don't have to have these things. You know what that does? That then opens up room for more stuff to come your way to be grateful for. But if you're going to be ungrateful, oh, man, let me ask you something. I ain't God. I don't claim to be. But let me ask you something, man. If you're ungrateful for the things we got, if we can't show no gratitude for what we have, why would God give us some more stuff to be ungrateful for? What would he do that for? Ta-da! Anybody feel me right now? So when I say, come on, y'all, dig me now. Do you understand why I say dig me? Because I want you to feel me. I want you to understand and come to the understanding. Not saying you ain't, because there's so many people got a deeper understanding than me about this whole thing. I promise you they do. But they listen to me. I'm just trying to get you to walk up in this light, man, so you can go on with your life and quit tripping yourself out with your thoughts, because thoughts become things. All right? All day.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Steve Harvey. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This show would be nothing without the following people. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
Carla Farrell.
Good morning, crew.
Keir Spates, better known as Junior.
Morning, Unc. Morning, everybody.
J. Anthony Brown, better known as Bitter Man.
What up, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, on, Thomas W. Miles, better known as The Fool, a.k.a. Nephew Tommy / Lil Man.
Good morning, everybody.
And morning, the little man is just for aggravation purposes. He's really all. Not that small.
That's all.
We know how to push each other's buttons, though. We've worked together.
Everybody know everybody's
yeah,
button.
We've worked together for so
button.
Long.
Just lay
we
on
know.
It.
Yeah,
we lay
know.
On it. I don't have a button.
It's bitter.
We ain't found it yet, but we gonna find it.
Bitter as you are.
Oh, you have a butt.
Yeah.
Steve's called been marriage.
Yes. Yeah. It's what?
Oh, his button is called marriage.
Oh, marriage, right, yes.
Hey, you bring it up, he start growing.
I know, the last time I brought it up, he snapped at me, remember? Went in.
Oh, what a world.
Oh, and I know another button, but I'll only use it if it pisses me off.
What? Oh, because you know, you've known him the longest, yeah.
Oh, I got
button.
You got some buttons.
He got another button.
It's big and red. It's the one, it's the same size as the one sitting on Trump desk. Okay. Yeah, it's nuclear.
Okay. Mm. Come on, let's move on. He's getting mad with you just talking about
the buttons. Okay, he know what it is then.
Yeah,
we've been together a long time, me and my boy right now, boy. It was the best thing putting him on the show, man. Kind of gave me like a balance punch, you know. You know, but you see how he talked to me when I come into work.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't never talked to me like that.
Yeah. No, but you all have history, man.
Oh, he talked to me so crazy when I come to work.
If we didn't know
what
you guys,
what up, blankety blank?
We would think you hated each other the way you talk to each other.
That's just amongst us. I don't do it on the other job. No. Ever. No.
But that's love, though. That's your love
lie. That's a lie, Junior.
He lied right now.
What did he say when he doesn't do it anywhere else?
He come in there on the days he ain't on the app. He come in there and give us a gift.
Wow. That's fun.
It's Monty.
Yeah. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it is Monday. Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam are here with church complaints. Let's go.
We here today.
Yes.
On a Monday. Galvin. Symbolized detributedly.
That's a new one.
I said detributedly.
Okay.
Revelized.
Detributedly revelized.
We are here on Big Word Monday.
All right.
Oh, I've been talking with the congregation and my lady friend. And wants me to increase my vocabulary so all my responses will be given in Big Word Monday fashion. Go ahead, D.
Not made up words.
All right, Pastor. I don't have any big words, but I do have complaints. Now, as you know, Pastor, we're excited to be approaching Resurrection Sunday. The congregation is asking, amen. The congregation is asking that we not... the not-so-smart kids not recite their Easter speech on Sunday. There are at least 15 of them that are we concerned about. But, of course, Sister, LaDonna Davis wants DeAndre to do his. As you know, he's 15 and still in the fourth grade. But she definitely wants him to do his speech.
Well, we are going to... how many is it, Deacon?
It's 15 of them that we worried about.
We're going to accept 5 of them this Sunday.
5 of the not so smart ones.
Yes, because we can't sit through 15.
Well, what do I tell Sister LaDonna?
Well, tell Sister LaDonna that last year it was diapolicolis.
Oh, another big word.
Diapolicolis on everyone.
Diapolicolis.
Dial.
Mm-hmm.
Dial, like you in die knee.
Oh, okay.
Okay, dial.
Dial poly. Poly mean 5.
Okay.
Dial poly.
Wow.
Dial poly.
Do you remember what you...
You forgot. Diapolitologist, I think. Diapolitologist.
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 Otologist is a form of a doctor. That them 5 boys is in dire need of medical assistance. Diapolitologist.
You changed it. All right.
To go with what I knew.
Make it work.
Big Word Monday going to be hard on me. Go ahead, D.
All right.
I don't think any more responses will be with big words because it's throwing off the comedy, too. Go ahead, D.
The Easter Egg Hunt Committee has a major problem. As you know, Brother Thaddeus Ratcliffe, who works at the veterinary clinic, brought eggs from his job, and they are now mixed up with the regular eggs. So he brought snake eggs, alligator eggs, ostrich eggs, and supposedly 15 penguin eggs. How do you want to handle this, Pastor, for the Easter egg?
Well, I say go ahead and let them. Don't say nothing to the kids. But I'll tell you what, though. You carry them eggs home, and you don't eat them all today. It'll be a surprise for you somewhere in the week. You're going to look up and be a guano walking around your house.
Oh.
You ain't going to like it. You know, I don't know what it, what you can't do is tell these black people there could be a potential lizard in the house or snake.
Okay.
That you can't do. Mm-mm. So just let it, let sleeping dogs lie, Deacon. And
all
we'll
right.
deal with it as it comes. Get a pet retrieval service number ready.
Okay.
You know I'm how you call like the people that handle snakes and everything.
The penguin egg is what bothered me more than anything.
That ain't gonna bother me. It's that snake that's gonna get loose in Black Creek High. That's what you need to worry about. That penguin ain't got no speed and can't hide that good.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Don't worry about the penguin. It's that damn snake that can't get snake and lizard in a black people house. Might as well have a bank robber with a gun sitting in there.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Preach, Pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving along, Pastor. We have a big issue with Big Redale Collins. We agreed that he would play Christ in the church play, but the cross keep breaking due to his weight. We can't keep him on the cross, Pastor. And Home Depot say they don't have any wood that can hold him. What do you want us to do now?
Deal. Just let everybody walk up to the front and look down on him.
And do they lines from there.
What?
Yeah, because he ain't Christ no way. We ain't finna look up to it.
How is that going to look?
But it ain't how it look. It ain't who want to bow down in front of big-ass Redale? Now, if he going to be the Christ, then, you know, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to do carry on the resurrection scene after, and we're going to just do add on and then take Redale off the cross down there.
Get him off of there.
Yeah, just do it like that because he ain't who he is. He don't look nothing like who I think he is. No, no.
Next.
All right. I'm sorry, Shirley.
At that edge, y'all there.
It was right on that line.
I'm just saying, Redale ain't finna play him. I don't like people playing the role.
Yeah. I shouldn't have wrote it, Carla. It's my fault.
You better talk.
Yeah. That is your fault.
But
you the one came in here with the complaint. I'm just trying to work it.
All right.
We're marching to Zion. Beautiful Zion.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for Ask the CLO. The Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey is in the building. Are you ready, sir? Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This one is from Talia in Atlanta. Talia says, my husband and I decided to spice up our sex life after being married for almost 20 years. Back in the day, we'd have sex anywhere. So he had a brilliant idea to have sex in the back seat of our car in the parking lot of a Best Buy. The sneaky part was fun, and we were almost done when someone knocked on the window. And it was a parking lot security guard. He yelled, hey, you can't do that here. The security guard is my son's friend. What if he recognized me and tells our son? How do we explain this? Whoa.
That's what you worried about?
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, it was with your husband. Your problem would be if that wasn't your husband. You could always say, boy, you know, good and hell well, we wasn't doing nothing in that damn parking lot. I had dropped a french fry down in the crack of that seat and was trying to get down in there and get that thing. That's all that was. Damn french fry. And I found french fry from last summer in there. Just say that. You know, you ain't got to worry about that.
Okay. But she was naked, though. Okay.
movie
she was
on.
Naked.
Mama. They were having
it was almost
well.
I got hot. You know, I was trying to find that french fry. And he got hot as hell in there. Because it took me so long to find the damn french fry.
Okay. So I just took my clothes. And what was Daddy doing? He was naked, too.
Looking. You know how your daddy is.
All right, moving on. Ronnie in North Carolina, I'm not using my real name because I would be in a world of trouble if my friend finds out I'm messing with his oldest daughter. For the record, she's 36 and fine. I'm only 42 and my friend is much older than me. So it's not like I'm a dirty old man. I have a real attraction to his daughter, and sex is the best because we've known each other for so long. She's ready to be honest with her dad, but I need more time. How do I tell my friend this?
You're going to get your ass whooped.
Boy. Yeah. This ain't nothing but just ass whooping on the horizon. No. That's all this is right
not
here.
Not in the future.
You know.
But they're in love, yeah. Steve.
See,
what if they're in
she
love?
Wants to be honest. Uh-huh. Well, you know, now, okay, let's do a little bit of math. She 36. Let's assume he's 56. Let's say she had him. He was father at 20.
Oh, Dad.
Let's say 18. Let's say he's 54. You 42. The girl 36. He ain't gonna handle it right, man. He
no.
just ain't.
No, yeah.
He
yeah,
just
he
ain't.
Because he doesn't want his friend yeah. messing with his precious
not gonna
daughter.
Handle it, bro.
Well, so, what should he do? End the friendship?
Well, you know, being honest ain't an outcome. He keep telling y'all, where's this honesty is the best policy? Where they keep coming from? How many times have I told y'all about that? Yeah.
Just
what
lie with
do?
It.
Just I don't see.
Just keep
why I keep proving this to y'all over and over and over. Honesty is not the best policy. I am a proponent of this. Don't mm-hmm. do this.
So they should just keep
cat is with you to your grave.
Yes.
Huh?
What if it turns into something? I mean, it yeah. has turned into something.
That's all it's going to be, sure.
What turned into what?
A relationship.
That ain't what he said is. He said it's just the best sex. That's all he said that is.
He said he has a real attraction to her, and she wants to tell him.
A real attraction.
See, this is how
oh,
people get hurt, isn't it, y'all?
Something, huh?
This is how people get hurt.
Do you know how many real attractions? Listen to this, y'all. And all of y'all know this is true. Do you know how many real attractions you got to keep to your damn self?
A lot
yeah.
of them.
Oh, yeah, that's where the lying stuff comes in. Okay.
Oh, okay, close.
Yeah.
Hello.
Take it to the grave. Take it to the grave.
That's true.
Keep the peace. Yeah.
Why are you looking like that?
You disappointed in the team?
You know
what
why.
Yeah. I don't. What is this a damn discussion for?
Yeah, I'm with you.
This is obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
anytime your attraction come in the room, you got to leave. You know what I mean? You got to get the hell out of there.
All right. Big Daddy in Birmingham. We've moved on, Steve. Says, I've been driving trucks for 10 years and I'm ready for a career change. I am trying to lose weight and stop smoking, but it's hard. The reason I want a lifestyle change is because I met a special lady recently and I want to see her more. She says she gets lonely when I'm away, so it causes her to date other men. She said if I'm home, she will be all about me. My kids said I'm falling for a garden tool, and they told me to get advice from Uncle Steve, the CLO, before she breaks my heart. Is she worth my time or not? CLO.
Mm. Well, Shirley, did he give her age?
No, but he's been driving trucks for 10 years.
Okay. Okay, you've been driving trucks. Your name is Big Daddy. You're trying to lose weight. Yeah, you're trying to lose weight. Because you got this girl you like and stop smoking because you got this girl that's like and when you away, she say she misses you and it causes her to date other men. And if you was around all the time, she could be about you. You want to get in a relationship with a person like this? Because see, this if you were here, I could be all about you. Could be you for right now. You driving off too many times. it could work its way into just hell. Well, you went to the store. I was sitting here.
So I wanted to date.
You took your ass down to that store and took 40 minutes. Hell, we was just sitting on the porch talking.
So I entertained a gentleman.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I would lose weight and quit smoking so I could be healthy and meet the chick of my dreams. She may not be it, dog.
Right.
She may not be it.
All right, CLO. Good advice. Good advice as always.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Jay, it is time for one of our favorite segments, Comedy Roulette. Yeah, please do.
Very simple. Because Junior is a comedian, Tommy is a comedian, uh-huh. I'm a comedian, and Steve's a comedian, because we're all four comedians. Since you have four comedians on the show, we take full steps, put them on a wheel, wherever it lands, we'll make it funny.
Wow.
And why do we do that, Jay?
Because...
Come on.
Because Junior's a comedian, I'm a comedian, I'm a comedian, and you are a comedian.
Boy, that's what it is. Who is it now?
It's you, Jay, Tommy, and
Keir. Stay out of this, Shirley.
Let's go. No, because you take the fun out of it.
Read them, Shirley.
Here we go. Number one, things people say who've been in jail a long time.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Color TV.
Okay, get this one, guys. Directions that black people give you.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, God.
Okay, okay.
Excuses men say when they're not getting a lot of sex.
Mm-hmm. Oh. We could do that all day. You could do that for an hour if you want to.
Some people say who don't have cable. That's another good one. All right.
Spun it.
Ah, oh, this is unusual. What? It stopped on directions that black people give you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Because black people give different directions.
What do you mean, Jay? Okay.
Here we go. Okay. What you want to do is, do you know where the Baptist church used to be? It's not there anymore. You don't know where it used to be? Well, you're not going to find it. Go
ahead. Oh, okay. Directions. I know a lot about this because I am black.
Okay.
So right. I do know some directions that black people mm-hmm. give. Uh-huh. This is also a direction. When you back it up,
uh-huh.
come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on back.
Come on back. Come on.
You come on. No, Junior. You got it on this side.
Yeah. You got it on. Yeah, come on. Hold what you got.
There it is. There it is. That's what you were looking for right there. That's it. Hold what you got.
Directions black people give.
Go ahead, Tommy.
All right. Now, look, this is what you want to do. Now, you want to go down here to the second stop sign. You're going to make a left right there. Go down to the next block. I don't know what street that is, but go down to the next block. It's the store there. Go in that store and ask for Lucky, and Lucky know how to get
there. What? Hey, man.
Come on, Steve.
All right, real simple, real simple. All right, it's right down there across from Earl Neal.
That's what black people say.
Yes. Come on, directions that black people give you, Jay. We're different with ours.
Okay, you're going to go down a bit ways, and you're going to see an old man sitting on the porch. Now, if he ain't on the porch, you just keep driving or wait till he come out, and then you make a left right there.
This is it?
You can't miss it.
Yeah, right. I've heard that.
This is directions that black people give. What you mean you don't know where we at? We at the same place where Liddy was shot. Right there. How come you don't remember? You been when Liddy got shot. I was there. Keith was there. Darren was there. We're at the exact same spot when Liddy got shot.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, now, look, this is what you want to do. Take this road. This road. Take this road.
The one back?
This road. Take this road. You go down this road. Now, this here is asphalt. Now, wait till you see a dirt road. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now, when you see a dirt road, that's where you make your right. Uh-huh. You ought to see the house coming up on the right side. If you go further than that, you might see a Klan rally. That means you went too far.
Oh, you think?
You might want to back it up. You might want to back it up.
Go ahead, Steve.
Come on, Steve. Directions that black people give.
Make a left when you get down there and see the big black tree that got the squirrels in it.
And you got to be looking.
These are directions that black people give you.
Yes.
Here you go right here, y'all. Uh-huh. How much gas you got in your car? Because you ain't going to make it on a half a tank. You're going to need to have a whole full tank of gas to get there.
Why?
That's
crazy.
Go ahead, Junior.
Come on, Junior. I got it. All right. These are directions that black people give you. Okay, you coming to the family reunion?
Yeah.
Okay. Follow the North Star till they run into Cheryl House.
What?
Just follow the North Star till they run into Cheryl House.
I love it.
These are directions that black people
get. Yeah, we're different with ours.
All right, you're trying to get to a convention center. That's where you're trying to go. Okay, let me tell you what you need to do. I can't get you there, but I can get you there. But let me do what I need you to do.
What?
Take Maine. Uh-huh, get to Maine. Uh-huh. If you go down Maine, Second Street, I think, Commerce in Maine. Uh-huh. It's a girl named Glitter that's a prostitute. She right there on the corner. Glitter, get Glitter in that car, and Glitter know how to get you to that convention.
Uh-huh. Glitter is a GPS. Thank you, Glitter.
Okay, Glitter.
All right, directions that black people give you, Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
All right, would you go all the way down there till you don't see black people no more. Then come back two blocks. That's it.
That's your location.
Directions black people give you. Here you go right here.
All right.
Here you go.
All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's time now for another round of Would You Rather. Here we go. Would you rather never be able to take a hot shower or never be able to eat fried food again? Specifically fried chicken and fried catfish.
I never have fried food again. Yeah. I can't take a shower.
Hot shower.
Oh no.
Hot shower.
No. Well, who on a cold shower?
A lot of people take cold showers. Uh-uh. I don't know how.
I don't.
But they do it.
Uh-uh. No,
I'm through with the fried chicken.
I need the shower. I take too many a day. I need that shower. It can't be cold.
Oh, yeah, we learned yesterday your nephew takes three showers a day.
Y'all stop letting him tell y'all that. I live with him before. He's taking no damn 3 showers a day. Well, you got stuff to do. He on the set.
With you, you
he got radio show. He got radio show. He tour and he got TV show and a game show. Where the hell he got time to take 3 damn showers a day? What y'all be letting him tell y'all this stuff for?
I do.
We know he's
wait,
a jerk.
3 damn showers. Hold up. Let me paint this picture for you. He got a 4-hour radio show that he do every day. He got TV show. He got game show. He tour. He got kids. He got to go to baseball games with. He got to go to proms and stuff with. He got family time, and he got a wife. How he take 3 showers a day? Man, he work. Y'all letting him tell you that for?
I did too.
And, how would you know all this?
Because I got more than he got. They got no time for no damn 3 showers a day. Gotta make this money, man. 3 damn showers a day.
Oh, God.
Hell, I get home sometime, I fall asleep in my office. Ain't gonna be no damn shower. Now.
But you're rich.
Sitting up in here.
Oh, man.
Sitting up here. You just like my stylist, Ellie, with his little simple ass. Overdoing and all this lotion and baby in his damn. So get your loving go, man. Sitting up in here rubbing oil between your damn toes. Put some oil on your foot and let's go. Sitting up in here like he take all them damn showers. Man, you ain't that damn clean. We got to go.
I do.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Next one.
Y'all let him tell you that for. Go ahead, Sheila.
Would you rather have the ability to read minds, or would you rather have the ability to move objects with your mind?
Moving them objects.
Would you want to read minds, or would you want to move things with your mind?
I know you don't like me already. Nope. I don't need to read your mind for that.
No, I don't need that. I want to move stuff with my mind.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. We consulted an expert because we wanted to know the real deal, okay? Steve is here with his breakup handbook.
All right. These are things that you need to have in mind after the breakup. Mm-hmm. Most of this is for fellas.
Yeah, that is for us.
Because when we take a breakup hard, it's ugly. It's ugly out there. Now, these are things from Steve Harvey's breakup handbook. How to act when you break up. All right, now. Here's rule number one. You are allowed only one drunk dial. You know how you call them up when you're drunk? You only get the one. And it sounds like something like this. Hello, it's me. You know who me is.
Don't play with me.
You know who me is.
Don't play with my emotions.
Who is me? You know who me is.
Who how many you is? Get?
One.
You get one.
You get one of them?
All right. Now, here's the next rule. You are not allowed to roll up on your ex just cause you see they car parked outside the club, the restaurant, or church. Don't go in there.
Says who? Oh,
you can't do that shit.
We broke up.
Yeah.
I can't go in there if I see the car.
I know she didn't hear praise the Lord.
No, you can't roll up on them.
Is she in there praising the Lord?
No, I got something to do with church later on, but just stay out right. You can't roll up on them. Okay. Oh, there she is. I'm going to go in now.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. I'm going in there. You can't do that.
Call her.
Okay.
Keep going.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
All right, next one. Y'all's favorite spot is off limits to both parties for at least 4 months.
That's right.
Ain't nobody else over there.
Yeah. Why you get to go to the spot? Right.
Yeah. At least 4 months.
Keep it 100. Yeah.
Here's another one.
Okay.
texting your favorite song to each other is off limits. Yeah. You can listen to it, you can cry to it, you can play it over and over, but you can't send it.
You're dropping send me this today.
Damn song. Yeah. I'm trying to move on.
And I'm telling you.
Hey. Now listen to this
you.
One.
And you.
All y'all stuff.
Uh-huh.
All possessions is collected at one time and one time only. Anything that's left behind will be thrown away by both parties.
I like that.
You ain't
like
gonna keep coming over here looking that's for fair. Stuff. Yes,
that's fair.
You see my red shirt?
You can't keep coming back shirt. Over here. I got company you in the closet looking for your tank top.
Oh, he keeping it real. Like,
man,
here's another one.
He should know.
Hit a big one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Nobody is allowed to talk to each other's mama.
There we go. That's a round of applause, baby.
That's a good one, Steve.
Leave my mama out of this.
I can't be friends with your mama, and you can't be friends with my mama.
I come home, you sitting up there talking to my mama. What the hell?
Yeah. Did you hear that, Lisa?
That's a good one, Steve. I like it.
I'm over here trying to pick up some greens, and you in here talking.
Rolling your eyes when I walk in the door?
Yeah.
Now, here's the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All parties should find a new church home.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, that's
definitely.
Fair.
Yeah, we can definitely. Worship together.
I love Pastor Wiggins.
Well, you can't go there no more.
Not no more. Okay.
All your friends should be divided up equally, except the ones you hate.
Oh, you can have him. You can have
Here's
her.
Another one. No posting of nude pictures.
Yeah.
You know, like her naked or him dressed up like the damn Easter Bunny.
That was a private.
What about? I'm gonna finish this one.
All right, listen.
I
want to
know about old naked pictures.
All right. Well, Nephew Tommy has a prank fall coming up, and we'll finish out Steve's breakup rules right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, is my strawberry letter for today. The subject: my husband is a thug and a prominent pastor.
What?
But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I'm going to throw this one up for my pops right here. Can I have your kidney? Can I have?
That was his favorite. Huh?
Kidney. That was Pop's favorite right there. Let's run it, baby.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Brother Conley.
This is Conley.
How you doing, brother? This is Deacon Patterson calling from the church. How you doing today?
Deacon Patterson?
Yeah.
Just doing fine. And yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. You know, the church is behind you on what you're going through, and we praying for you, man. We know all about the, you know, you going into surgery on Friday to get your pancreas removed. So I wanted to give you a call, man, have a word of prayer, and let you know that we all are pulling for you, and we know that the man upstairs is going to pull you through this successfully.
Well, God bless and keep you there, Deacon. God bless and keep you, because I tell you, I'm going through something here. Me and my wife, we've been talking about it, and we've been praying on it, and it sure is a wonderful thing to know that your church is with you, and y'all thinking about me in prayer. I've really had to take this to the Lord. This is a serious thing with me, and I ain't never had an operation before in my life, and
right,
know I need it. My wife made it clear, the doctor made it clear, and I believe I'm ready to go forward, Deacon.
And we're going to give the victory to who the victory is.
Victory to the Lord, yes, sir. He's the victory.
Let me have a word of prayer with you, Brother Conley, if you don't mind. Just bow your head for me. Father God, we ask right now. We ask right now that you touch Brother Conley as he goes in on Friday.
Please, Lord.
Put your hands on him. We ask, Father, that you hold on to the doctor that's getting ready to go and put surgery on him.
Yes.
We ask that you make sure that the doctor has got a strong eye on that morning.
Walk with him.
We ask that he got a steady hand when he got the scalpel in his hand. We ask that you hold on to him,
please,
as he goes into his surgery, because we know come Saturday morning, the victory going to belong to Brother Conley and the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We know all of this, but we ask that you take that pancreas and you remove it out successfully.
Please.
closing back up like it was never been entered in before.
Walk with me, Jesus.
That's what we're asking. We ask you, Lord, at the same time that they're removing this pancreas, Lord. We ask that you reach around his backside. And we ask that you touch his kidney, Lord. Touch his kidney and make it whole. Make it 110%. We want you to make that kidney like it's been the best kidney.
Excuse me,
Lord.
Deacon. That's Deacon. Deacon Woo, Pat, Deacon Patterson.
Yes.
Yes, sir. No, sir. There's nothing wrong with my kidney, Deacon. I'm doing fine. The Lord has done made it. Well, he's going to work on my pancreas. That's what the doctor's operating on. They done prepped me for it, and that's what they plan to remove. So my kidney is fine. They did what they called one of them MRIs, and everything else is fine. They ain't working on nothing but my pancreas, sir.
Right. Well, let me say, I'm glad you brought that up, because this wasn't the reason why I called you.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I did call to pray for you.
Yes, sir.
Because I want to make sure that you make it through this successfully. But another reason why I'm getting around to this here is what I want to ask you, and I know we've never met face to face. I've seen you a couple of times, like I said, at the church, but you've been out most of the time with your sickness and whatnot. But mm-hmm. now what I was going to ask you was, and I know this is, I hate to come at you in the final hour when you're getting ready to go have surgery and all that, but if you don't mind, if you could see it in your heart to do something for somebody else.
Yes, sir. That's the Lord's will. You're always supposed to help those who can't.
And I'm glad you think like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they go in on Friday morning and remove that pancreas out, do you think that they could go in and get one of your kidneys? Because I need one.
Hold on just a minute, Deacon. What'd you say? What you say?
See, what is it? I've been going through myself with a little ailment, and I'm wondering if I need a kidney, and I'm wondering if you can give me one of yours when they go in to get your pancreas. They're going to already have you open.
Did you say you wanted them to take one of my kidneys?
Yeah, and give it to me because I need one.
You need a kidney?
Yeah. But what you already going to be laying there open.
Wait a minute, mister. You need a kidney? I need help with my pancreas. You going to call me with some like that, man? This ain't no work of the Lord. Now, you said you a deacon?
Like I said, Deacon Patterson, my name. But see, what I'm asking you is, what harm is it?
Man.
Brother Conley, what harm is it if you already open and laying on the table?
Oh, you ain't heard a damn thing I said, have you? I said, I'll be, man, you're crazy as hell. Now, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to need to call the pastor. Because, see, it's some going on here. You say you knew? You mighty damn knew, mister. Matter of fact, you too damn new to know who you're talking to.
What I'm saying is, you have two, like you say they did the MRI.
I don't give a what I said they did, man. I got two kidneys, you got two. One of yours bad, that's your problem, mister. Let me tell you something. I'm trying to get well, and you calling with this. You say you a new deacon. You damn sure is, and you won't be at that church long. I tell you that because if I ever get close to your sister, we got some reckoning to do.
What is it going to hurt for you to give me one of them kidneys if both them kidneys is good?
It ain't going to hurt them thing because you ain't getting my kidney, man. It ain't going to hurt. What is wrong with you?
Say, man, all I'm saying is if you're going to be open and laying on the table, what is it going to hurt for you to give me one?
Oh, now you're going to tell me I'm open and laying on the damn table. What kind of a prayer are you in charge of, mister? Let me tell you something. Obviously, I need to meet you before I get to the hospital. And maybe I can help take out that damn bad kidney of yours. I can tell you that. We can it out. You won't feel a damn thing. How about that? I'll be damned if you're going to call and talk me out of one of my damn kidneys, man.
I'm trying to live just like you tried it.
Let the Lord take care of me, because what you talking about ain't got a damn thing to do with Jesus. You can kiss my and get off my phone. That's what you can do.
Can I say one more thing to you?
What?
Is you listening to me?
Man, I done listened to you, and you ain't talking about nothing. That's got nothing to do with what's going on with me, mister. You running a game? If I could get to you, I'd put lead in your
But can I just say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go. Is you listening?
For what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That girl, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Jesus.
Hey, you all right? Brother Conley.
Man, you done made me use language that I swear don't know, but I heard my neighbors them using that. I done stopped a long time ago talking that way. Please forgive me. Lord have mercy. Y'all, I'm going to have to. Lord have mercy. My heart is palpating here. Lord have mercy, Jesus. This ain't me. This ain't me. And you, I tell you what, and I enjoy Steve Harvey and Nephew Tommy. I do.
Brother Conley, I got to ask you one more thing, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
It's got to be. It's got to be y'all. It's got to be y'all. Hell, I don't even remember the name of it now.
The Steve Harvey Morning
Show. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Lord have mercy. I ain't going to forget it now.
I prayed that thing at the beginning, didn't I? I was praying that thing now.
Yeah, you did.
Uh-huh. You know, if you, why you open? Since you open, uh-huh. You don't mind if they just reach around there. And let me get one of them kidneys, because I need one. That, you don't mind, do you? Mm-hmm. Get smooth, cussed out by a deacon. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's it.
Up next is Strawberry Letter. My husband is a thug and a prominent pastor. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. See that?
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband is a thug and a prominent pastor. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 7 years. I'm 43 and my husband is 38, but he acts like the world owes him something and always has a chip on his shoulder. He is argumentative and a wannabe thug. He grew up in a rough area and he had to make it out of the hood on his own, but he won't acknowledge that he's in a much better place spiritually and financially now. He will preach a good sermon on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, he curses, drinks, and he's a womanizing thug. He curses like a sailor, and he loves to brag about fighting and who's behind he could whoop if he had the chance. He's cheated on me twice. The second time it happened, I checked out of the marriage. I would love to divorce him, but I can't because he is my sole source of income. I got laid off in April of last year, and I'm having a hard time finding a full-time job. He stands in the pulpit on Sundays while I sit amongst the two or more women he slept with at the church. A few Sundays ago, a female church member approached me and said my husband made inappropriate remarks to her. I told her that she should tell her husband. A couple of days later, my husband came home and said he got into a verbal altercation with the lady's husband, and I acted surprised. My husband was flustered and embarrassed. I'm thinking all of the men in the church need to know what he's up to. The two church members he slept with are married, and I think their husbands should know what my husband has been doing. Should I start a war at the church or leave vengeance up to the Lord? Well, I'll say no, definitely don't start a war at the church. And First Lady, you know the Bible does say vengeance is mine. You know that. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So you already know the answer to that. The question is, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm trying to figure out how you're still with him. He's a hypocrite. He's supposed to be a changed man and, you know, all of that, practice what he preaches every Sunday. And, you know, of course, I'm not saying that he should be perfect because, you know, he's still a man, of course. But nothing in the letter says that he's a man of God except for that he goes Sunday and preaches a good sermon. But after that, Monday through Saturday, you know, he's all in this thug life or whatever he's been trying to do. You say he's a womanizing thug, but then you're dependent upon him financially, so that makes it hard for you to leave. He's a cheater. You've been humiliated every Sunday when you see these women's faces. Your man is sexually harassing women at the church and just wrong. He's just wrong on every level. I mean, you can't change him, but I guess you should be planning your escape. I mean, I say escape because you got to get away from him at least for a little while. You got to do something. I mean, he's not showing any signs of stopping. He's not showing any signs of remorse or anything. And he's being very disrespectful and self-destructive, you know, really trying not to. I do ask you this, try not to make any emotional decisions like telling the husband, you know, like you said at the end of the letter, let God handle that. You just continue to look for a job because, you know, something is going to give eventually. See if you have any friends or family members you can trust that maybe can help you. And in the meantime, maybe you could suggest counseling. I doubt if he'll go. Maybe you can suggest that. But definitely you have to change your pattern, what you're doing. So start saving up if you can, you know, get a little part-time job or something. You're looking for full-time. But you got to get out of there because this is not healthy, especially for you. Steve?
You know, this letter right here, it starts off as a major conflict, just the subject. Mm-hmm. My husband is a thug and a prominent pastor. What? Okay, let's just deal with the he's a pastor part, because he's really not a thug. He's really, really not. He's nothing in this letter he does is thuggish. But he's supposed to be a pastor. So let's get with the conflict right away. He acts like the world owes him. First of all, you 43 and he 38. What did he say to you to get you in the first place? I don't even understand this here, but that ain't what the letter's about. But let me show you the conflict of him being a prominent pastor. First thing, he acts like the world owes him something. Here's another one. He always has a chip on his shoulder. Here's another one. He's argumentative. And last but not least, he's a wannabe thug. How the hell did he get to be the pastor?
Right.
I mean, just these four qualities right here. How did he become a prominent pastor? He grew up in a rough area, had to make it out the hood on his own. You know how many of us got that story?
Three on this show. Three on this show.
Damn near everybody I know. That's anything damn near got that story.
Everyone.
Hell, all us on this show got that story. So what is he talking about? He don't acknowledge that he's in a much better place spiritually. What?
I can't tell.
This letter just too much. All right. Here we go. He will preach a good sermon on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, he cusses, he drinks, and he's a womanizing thug. Mm. Okay, now, let's go back. He's your husband, and you're putting up with the cussing, the drinking, and the womanizing. He cusses like a sailor, loves to brag about fighting.
Hold on, Steve.
And who's behind he could whoop if he had a chance.
Mm-hmm. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, my husband is a thug and a prominent pastor. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Shopping for life insurance can be daunting, but Globe Life makes it easy. There's no medical exam, just a simple application that can be completed in a few short minutes. Globe Life also has a fast approval process and coverage amounts of up to $100,000. Call Globe Life today for a quick free quote at 1-800-251-5400 or go to globeliferadio.com. Again, that's 1-800-251-5400.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, my husband is a thug and a prominent pastor.
All right. The prominent pastor has these following qualities. He acts like the world owe him something. He always got a chip on his shoulder. He's argumentative and he's a wannabe thug. You're married to him. He worked his way out the hood, but he won't acknowledge that he's in a better place because he wants to hold up this little thug mentality for some dumbass reason. He'll preach a good sermon on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, he cusses, drinks, and he's a womanizing thug. So he has a lot of women, and obviously you know this. Cusses like a sailor. He loves to brag about fighting and who's behind he could whoop if he had a chance. You always got the chance to jump on somebody. If that opportunity is available 24/7, you just go on over there and start the fight. If that's what you want to do. He just talking. He running his damn mouth. He ain't whooping nobody ass. But this dude right here is worse than that. Now, you said, he's cheated on me twice. The second time it happened, you checked out the marriage. Then you say, I would love to divorce him, but I can't because he's my sole source of income. Okay. Now, we have to deal with this part for a second. So, I understand that. I mean, look, don't think I don't. So, I got it. You ain't got no means of taking care of yourself and everything. I get it. I'm not naive to that. But now, let's go over what you have to swallow to have this roof over your head and car to drive. He act like the world owe him something. He's argumentative. Got a chip on his shoulder. He's sleeping with women at the church. You know about it. And you got to deal with all that if you want to keep having the key to that house. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? You know, I would love to divorce him, but I can't because he's my sole source income. I got laid off in April last year, having a hard time finding a full-time job. He stands in the pulpits on Sundays while I sit amongst the two or more women he slept with at the church. Woo, you.
That's a hard one.
You a bad girl. You a bad girl, man. You's a bad girl. And you got to swallow a lot. Look, I don't know where your relatives at. I don't know who you could move in with temporarily. I don't know if you think you're walking away from something and leaving it to somebody else. But you ain't got nothing, though.
Right.
I mean, he's doggish, man. This dude is doggish. But here the one that got it. A few Sundays ago, a female church member approached me and said my husband made an inappropriate remark to her. You told her you should tell her husband. A couple days later, my husband came home, said he got into a verbal altercation with the lady's husband and acted surprised. What happened to all that ass whooping he was going to do? See, remember that?
Right.
Remember that? Yep. You know, if you really wanted to whoop somebody's ass, this was the perfect opportunity. Dude up in your face, accusing you of something you probably going to act like you didn't do. So you gonna act like you didn't say it. You got to because you the pastor. Because you can't admit it because you know if you admit you did what you said, you know this dude gonna light into you. So your little husband is a little coward. Now, my husband was flustered and embarrassed. Once again, what happened to this ass whooping he been wanting to do? See, the man approached you, now you flustered and embarrassed. Where is all these ass whoopers at, man? Will you come on? Give me one. Come on, Jack Johnson. Show me something. All right. I'm thinking of all the men in the church that need to know what he's up to. The two church members he slept with are married, and I think their husband should know what my husband has been doing. Okay, now. Your husband has been talking about whooping a lot of people's behind. But if you go to these women, husband, and tell him this, he's sure gonna be involved in some ass whoopers then. And he ain't gonna want neither one of them. But they gonna do something to your husband. See, they gonna do something to him, man. So I agree with Shirley. I don't think you should say it to them. I think the bigger problem for you is what you gonna do. I think that's the bigger problem. I think your situation, you should start focusing on you. You've already checked out the marriage. It ain't much of a marriage. What you're willing to lose, you don't have. You don't have no... He's disrespectful. He's misleading. He's overbearing. He's the bully pulpit. He's abusive to you. He treats you any kind of way. And if I were you, I would just find a way to remove myself from that situation. All you got to do is go on about your business. You ain't got to do nothing. You can't stand in the pulpit, claim to be God's man, and be doing what you want. You might be getting away with it to them people, but you ain't getting away from God. You walk away from this. Go set yourself up. Go stay at a relative's house. Get out of that situation because the London Bridge is falling down.
Yep. All right, post your comments. Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, guys, there's a new study out, and researchers have identified a strong sign of lying is mimicking the body language of the person they're lying to. A liar and a copycat, the title of a new study now published in the Royal Society's Open Science Journal, could later lead to applications of the theory in criminal justice. Wow. So, Steve, Tommy, and Junior, what's your physical tell when you're lying?
Oh, I do a lot of blinking.
Ooh, let's Steve.
Can you not? Yeah, can you not look at
the
person
in the eye? Why would we sit here and tell that right there? Why would we do that?
We know.
I'm going to just, whoa. I ain't got no tail. I lie to your ass dead in your face if you ain't got no tail.
Dead ass.
I ain't no tail like that.
I think you get
my lies, you can't ever bust me on the original lie. You can go days and do some fact checking and come up with the truth. But the moment I'm telling the lie,
very convincing.
Girl, what? What tail?
See, sure, I think you get louder.
Right now. Sure.
What color is your shirt?
Right now.
What color is your shirt? What black. Color is your shirt, D?
Black. But it's not black.
It is, it's leopard, Steve.
Excuse me?
When
have you ever seen a black leopard?
That's a jaguar.
Yeah. That's a jaguar.
Wipe your camera off.
You're just going to go with the lie. Go just keep with it going. The lie.
Up right there.
Got to keep it going.
Well, have you ever been busted?
Let me ask y'all something.
What?
Have y'all... Not immediately. Let me ask y'all something. Y'all probably... Y'all ain't never took a polygraph before?
Never.
No. Uh-uh. That would be a no. Like.
You took one of them?
You took a polygraph before?
Hell yeah.
For what? You're a comedian.
We're strange.
What the hell? You're taking a lie detector test.
Yeah, what you doing taking a polygraph?
I didn't become a comedian until I was 27. I didn't get famous at this until I was 38. A polygraph? Have I ever took a polygraph? I have federal charges. The hell you mean?
Stop talking. Please, Steve. Stop. Please. You have a
no,
brand.
All them gone. I've been cleared. I'm fine. It's been way more than 7 years. I can't get on none of this here. I took polygraphs.
You have no sense.
Three of them passed. Every last one of them was lying my ass off.
The whole time?
Lied right to his ass.
You need to go on First 48 or something. See if they can crack.
Only thing got me was that video surveillance. I was standing there right there with the dude.
Yeah, when the truth
that's,
will do.
That's how
when
you get good at it, Shirley and Carla.
What?
You have to lie when you don't have to lie. That gives you the
practice.
Expertise at it.
Yes, practice.
See, y'all wait till it's time to lie.
No,
work on that.
I'm a
horrible liar. I'm a horrible liar.
Work on that.
I really am. Yeah. I really am. I'm the worst. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
right, so guys, here's a question for you. Do you have a hiding place in your home to just have a few minutes alone? You know, I mean, everybody should have some place, some little getaway place that they can have some me time. For instance, some women like to have what they call a she shed or a small room that they can read in or just chill in. I you know what? I love the bathroom. Men usually go into the garage or their man cave or the basement or someplace. Do you take an extended break in your home hiding place? Do you do it every day is the question? Or does your family know not to disturb you when you're in your favorite room or your hiding place? Come on, Steve. I know you take time for yourself.
Yeah,
you've
I do.
Always
yeah.
done that.
Yeah, yeah, I go to San Diego.
You leave the house?
Yeah, get the hell out. Can't follow me down there. Damn grandkids know how to use the elevator and everything. I'll be damned. I'm going to San Diego.
It's beautiful there.
I don't care if it is. It's just they not there.
Shirley, you got one?
Yeah, I love. I will be in my bathroom for hours.
Okay.
Hours
in the bathroom.
In the bath, because I have a TV in there, and you know I do my makeup. You know, yeah. I don't mean the water
you don't,
closet.
You don't mean the toilet.
No, no, no.
Oh, no,
I don't mean that.
I spend most of my time.
Say,
I spend
that.
Most
no,
of my
no, no.
time in the bathroom.
No, no, no. Not there. I just
on
mean
the
in the outer part. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a separate little
with
room.
With the bathroom. I got my TV right in front of the toilet and a computer.
Oh, uh-uh.
Now, that's how you go.
Yeah.
From now
yeah.
on, that's how you
I
go.
I don't miss nothing because when I'm watching a game, I just get up and go on in the bathroom.
It's on the yeah. wall right in front of you.
That's yeah.
fly. That's fly. I ain't done that one.
Up a little high where you can keep your head up. You don't want to look even. Keep your head up. Your digestive tract is more open.
Wow.
Just slightly above eye level.
What about you, Tommy?
I'm in my theater.
Oh, uh-huh.
I can get away from him in the theater.
Oh, did you hear that rich ass
yeah.
statement?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that,
nice.
Junior?
Nice.
Now,
nice
you show. Said a rich ass statement, and I ain't saying nothing. You
nice.
Said my kids on my grandbaby's on the elevator. I ain't saying nothing about your elevator in your house.
See, I didn't even pay that no attention.
I know you
I
did.
I said I was going to, because I can't go up or down.
Go ahead, T.
You got a theater?
More rooms in this show, too. I thought I had it limited.
Okay.
Stop.
All right, well.
How y'all bypass his elevator on my theater?
Hey, Junior.
Huh?
Which one of your rooms in your house is your theater?
Yeah, let's hear from the poet.
Oh, I don't have no. A theater? What I had to do is take some drapes and put them on the side of the TV and make my ass a theater.
With the remote.
With the remote there. Yeah. I'm going to make a theater. Hold on, y'all. Come out the kitchen. Them drapes going to catch you. Yeah. I'm going to make a theater.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That boy, that Paul, the boy, that Chateau must be nice. I ain't been
yeah,
yet, though.
Yeah, me, I go to my theater.
What?
Yeah. Early. It was, never mind.
The what? The
nothing. I can't say nothing.
How many seats in the theater, Tommy?
I'm not telling
There's
you.
So many, they can't find him in there, Joe.
Shut up, Steve.
Where is Daddy at in this here theater, girl? Go down front. See if he down now.
That's it. Go down to the theater. I better take my ass down to AMC.
Go look in the balcony. See if he up there. Daddy!
Man, don't come.
You
what?
Asked me where I go to get away. That's all I said.
Man.
Well, the Lord is still blessing
us. He blessing you,
yes,
man. I didn't
yes,
even
yes,
know
yes,
you
yes,
had
yes.
a theater, Tom. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting up here talking to you like you ain't had one. I got to change how I talk to you.
How were you talking to him at first?
Like he ain't had no theater. Uh-huh. Now he got a theater. I got to change how I talk to him. Man, Mr. Nephew now. Hey, Mr. Nephew, what time you go down to the theater?
I don't want to hear it.
So, Steve, in case you don't make it to San Diego, what room in your home do you go to? Where do you go in your house?
I go all the way down to the basement.
Uh-huh. What's down there, though?
Down there. Just a little man cave I got.
Oh, okay. All right,
Big
Steve.
Oz.
All right, coming up, more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And we'll be back in 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
Loud. We'll be in the theater.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
According to the Washington Post, getting hot and sweaty between the sheets can feel like a workout, and several recent studies look into answering, is sex exercise? Researchers in Spain studied couples and found that sex counts as moderate exercise as it revs up the heart rate and burns calories, but just how much varies widely. The amount of time people spend having sex also varies, with young, healthy couples going at it for an average of 32 minutes, while couples with health conditions last about 19 minutes. So here's a question for you guys.
Yeah, that's me right there.
What?
Yeah, go back to health conditions. That's where I'm at, 19.
Then you're a 19-minuter.
Not 20 minutes.
All right, so come on, sexy guys. Do you consider sex a workout? Do you ever look at your fitness tracker to see how many calories it burns or your heart rate? Mm-mm. That's the question.
No, I ain't done that.
I
can't have nothing on me when I'm in there. I can't have no extra cords or nothing. I got to be
cords.
Can't have no watch caught on the sheet or none of that. I can't have nothing throw my rhythm off. I can't hear no alarm go off. I can't hear. Warning, warning, you're in the red. You're in the red. Your heart rate is too high. Slow down, slow down. Yeah. You're dying. You are dying.
Yeah. You had it.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
Who is this guy? We think we know him.
I don't know him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's time now for another round of Would You Rather. Here we go. Would you rather never be able to take a hot shower or never be able to eat fried food again, specifically fried chicken and fried catfish?
Oh, I never have fried food again. I can't take a shower.
Hot shower.
Oh, no.
Hot shower.
Well, who on a cold shower?
A lot of people take cold showers. Uh-uh. I don't know how.
I don't.
But they do it.
I'm through with the fried chicken.
I need the shower. I take too many a day. I need that shower. It can't be cold.
Oh, yeah, we learned yesterday your nephew takes 3 showers a day.
Y'all stop letting him tell y'all that. With him before. He taking no damn 3 showers a day.
Well, you got stuff to do.
He on the set.
With you,
he got a radio show. He got radio show. He tour and he got TV show and a game show. Where the hell he got time to take 3 damn showers a day? What y'all be letting him tell y'all this stuff for? I do.
We know he's
wait,
a germaphobe.
3 damn showers. Hold up. Hold on. Whoa. Let me paint this picture for you. He got a 4-hour radio show that he do every day. He got TV show. He got game show. He tour. He got kids. He got to go to baseball games with. He got to go to proms and stuff with. He got family time, and he got a wife. How he take 3 showers a day? And he work. Y'all letting him tell you that for?
I get two.
How would you know all this?
Because I got more than he got. They got no time for no damn 3 showers a day. Gotta make this money, man. 3 damn showers a day.
Oh, God.
Hell, I get home sometimes. I fall asleep in my office. Ain't gonna be no damn shower. Now.
But you're rich.
Sitting up in here.
Oh, man.
Sitting up here. You just like my stylist, Ellie, with his little simple ass. Overdoing and all this lotion and baby in his damn. So get your love. We can go, man. Sitting up in here rubbing oil between your damn toes. Put some oil on your foot and let's go. Sitting up in here like he take all them damn showers. Man, you ain't that damn clean. We got to go.
I do.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Next one.
Y'all let him tell you that. Go ahead, Shirley.
Would you rather have the ability to read minds, or would you rather have the ability to move objects with your mind?
Moving them objects.
You want to read minds, or would you want to move things with your mind?
I know you don't like me. I don't need to read your mind for that.
No, I don't need that. I want to move stuff with my mind.
All right.
You walking down the street, I move that mailbox over in front of your ass. You can watch you run it. Oh, man. Ooh.
Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it's our last break of the day, and we'll get some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we are, Steve. Last break of the day. It's been a great day. What a day, what a day. Yeah, it's been a crazy day today. So, Steve, now it's time for you to take us home with your closing remarks.
My closing remarks today are going to be based around the value of yourself. I think this is important. Tommy sent this to me, you know, a billboard, and it really triggered me to think, and I'm going to share that with you. But it all pertains to the value of yourself. This can pertain to you in terms of reaching your goals, your dreams, or in business, and this is for you to consider in the relationship of love. It is amazing to me why I talk to people and people talk about how they're being treated and handled and represented and dealt with and how they can't seem to get nobody to see their value and their worth. And I'm sitting up here going, wait a minute. You can't try to get someone to see something in you that you don't see in yourself. It starts with you. You know, you've all heard the saying, beauty is on the inside. It's not just skin deep. That's true. Confidence is not an outward emotion. It's something that starts from within. Everything starts from within, and it exudes and manifests itself in the outward shape or form. So if you want people to value you, you must first value yourself. I tell my daughters all the time, you can train a man how to treat you. Well, Daddy, how do you train a man? You just don't accept bad treatment from him. If you don't accept bad treatment from him, little girl of mine, then guess what? He can't keep giving it to you. A person can only treat you the way you allow them to do it. If you don't accept a man coming to pick you up late all the time, but you stop going with him every time he's late, the next time he want to go out with you, he got to be on time. Now, if he don't want to be on time, then guess what? You don't go out. You've trained him how to treat you. And if he don't line up with what you want, then guess what? He's not for you. At least you don't have to be mistreated the way he want to treat you by simply not allowing him to treat you any way he wants to. You cannot have high value for yourself and expect someone else to have a high value of you. That goes into same thing with business. You can't go in and ask for a raise if you don't think you deserve one. What would cause you to walk in there and ask for a raise if you don't think you deserve one? If you don't have the facts to back up a raise, you can't want more money just because you done spent all the money you had. You got to go in there and ask for a raise because you can show value to the company. You're worth this much more to the company. The company has become this because of you. Then you can show your value. Then you can go in there with a raise, and you can go in there with some confidence with the raise. It happens with goals and dreams. If you aim too low, your problem is you might hit it. But I'm going to say that for tomorrow. So it's what you think of yourself, how you value yourself, that matters most. Now, let me tell you what was sent to me. And listen to this real careful, because this is going to register with a lot of people. Listen to me. If you aren't being treated with love and respect, check your price tag. Maybe you've marked yourself down.
is you who tells people what you're worth. Get off the clearance rack and get behind the glass where they keep the valuables. It's you who tells people what you're worth. Get off the clearance rack and get behind the glass where they keep the valuables. Stop acting like you're a sidewalk sale. Stop acting like you can be picked up at the swap meet. Stop acting like you belong in the junkyard. You a new car. Don't act like an old car. I don't care how old you are. To somebody, you got to be a new car. Stop putting yourself on the sales rack when clearly you deserve full price. If you lower the value for yourself, that's what we'll pay for you. And that's how we'll treat you. And that's how we respect. If you don't respect yourself, if I see you constantly disrespecting yourself, then you're going to turn to me and demand respect. How does that work? Be a coat where they got the lock on it. See, you can't take me off the rack and just try me on. That ain't how this work. See, but now you go over there to that valuable section in the store. You everybody been to Macy's. Mm-hmm. You got that stuff where you got to go get a salesperson to come and unlock it for you to even try it on. That's because they done put a value on that. Or you can go on over there and just put the little shirt on. T-shirts ain't locked up. Anybody can get one. If you steal this T-shirt, it ain't that big a loss. They ain't but $4, pack of three. But you come over here by this suede. Come over here by this fur and stuff. We got locks on this stuff right here because it has value. We know it has value. So we can't just let you try it on. Stop letting people just try you on. You got it? Put a value to yourself. Maintain it. You determine your value. Don't let other people do it. You do it. All right, those are my closing remarks.
Drop the mic. The mic, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to put these on video.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you, pimp. Needed that.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.